This is Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. For nearly 150 years, Lower Town of Ann Arbor drew industry and commerce, attracted to its water, power, and railroads. But boom times ended, leaving the Argo mill race stagnant, and empty lots on top of toxic waste. But the times, they are a-changing. In this installment of WEMU's The Green Room, Barbara Lucas explores the Argo area revitalization.
I'm just downstream from Argo Pond at the Cascades, a series of descending whitewater rapids that's chock full of kayaks and tubers. Built just 3 years ago by the city of Ann Arbor, word has spread fast.
We've been here about five times and we keep coming back. It's so relaxing and so beautiful.
Debbie Basista and Marianne Marks of Novi have set up lawn chairs and a picnic next to the first falls.
It looks like a total blast. In fact, there's our one teen right there.
Bye. Basista says that in the past, they'd head up north to do things like this.
But how wonderful that we have something literally 40 minutes from my house. I think it's amazing. And you feel like you're on vacation.
Formerly a defunct mill race, leaks in its embankment led to a huge controversy over whether or not to remove Argo Dam. With the decision to build the Cascades, the dam stayed.
I mean, I think it's a very positive outcome to what was a very contentious issue.
That's Colin Smith, Parks and Rec Service Manager for the City of Ann Arbor. We're at Argo Canoe Livery, where people are lined up to rent a boat or tube to do the Cascades. Smith says that comparing rentals from 2011 to 2013...
It would be fair to say that essentially kind of the business has actually doubled.
He says the profits here offset costs at other parks, which in turn eases pressure on the city's general fund. I asked Laura Rubin, Executive Director of the Huron River Watershed Council, for her opinion.
There's no question that I'm disappointed that the dam is still here. We have too many dams in our system that really harm our water quality. In terms of the amenity the Cascades has provided, that's been fantastic.
Rubin says she's amazed to see so many people walking the surrounding streets in bathing suits carrying tubes.
Where are they going? And then I think, oh my gosh, this is this new sort of culture around the river. And I don't think we thought of ourselves as a river town. We thought of ourselves as a tree town, definitely, but not as a river town.
She acknowledges the surprising popularity has some downsides.
This year in particular, I've heard more comments from the general public about rowdy, loud tubers, a lot of garbage, you know, just a lot of drinking, partying, things like that.
Within view of the Argo Canoe Livery is the Pine Lodge, built in 1925 by Les Voyageurs, a University of Michigan fraternal organization devoted to nature. Originally a remote riverside location, current members describe the changes.
So we think it's really great that a lot of people have access to the river and that the river is getting more publicity and like people are around and they appreciate it, but it's a total pain just because it's so busy and there's so many people and they're loud.
I don't think that it breeds that respect of the river and things like that that I would hope it did, but you know, I see enough people down here just dropping beer cans and whatever to know that that's not the case.
Like on really busy weekends when I drive here, like I have to like wait in line to get into the driveway.
But others adjacent to the Cascades are euphoric. In the Sick Transit Bicycle and Repair Shop, I speak with co-owner Joe Bollinger while customers browse.
I love the Cascades. It's beautiful. For our business, it's been exceptional because it gives people a great place to go test ride bicycles. I swear, they come back from a test ride on the Cascades and they don't want the magic to stop. You know, they want to keep riding, so...
Store co-owner Michael Fern says it changes the way people perceive Lower Town.
Sort of a momentum of people using this part of town as a jumping off point for exploring Ann Arbor. It's proximity to other parts of town and sort of an epicenter for an active lifestyle.
Next door and kitty corner are eyesores, empty lots that languish, contaminated by gasoline and by dry cleaning chemicals.
We're coming out of 30, 40, 50 years of this being the slightly the wrong side of the tracks, so to speak, and I think now we are truly entering into a regenerative phase, and I think this is probably the spark that it truly needed.
Within view of their store is another source of excitement, the empty Mishcon property, where coal gasification toxins are finally being cleaned up. DTE, the site's new owner, plans to announce a development proposal soon.
And we'd really love to see that property cleaned up and put into more active use. And it's 14 acres, in the heart of Ann Arbor.
Ruben says DTE is now down to one developer.
And they're hammering out the details. And I have to tell you, there's a lot of details. I mean, because we're still talking about a complex cleanup on this property, this isn't a cleanup where the responsibility is over after it. There has to be monitoring wells. It's long and entailed.
DTE says along with public green space and parking, the site may include a hotel, restaurant, residential, retail, or commercial. Ruben says this type of river renaissance is happening to many former industrial areas.
What is the most dominant natural resource in Southeast Michigan? It's our rivers and our waterways. And when they know they can swim in them and paddle in them and they don't need to be scared of them, you know, they don't have their mother's voice from 40 years ago saying, don't go in that river or take a bath real quickly. It's very exciting.
Urban revitalization is embraced by environmentalists because it utilizes existing infrastructure within city centers instead of increasing sprawl, auto commuting, and greenhouse gases. Ruben says there's been interest in the empty spaces of Lower Town.
But it seems so far from downtown. There's that disconnect, and this could be that connection that we need.
Colin Smith is hopeful as well.
You know, I can walk here from City Hall. It takes me maybe 10 minutes, and that's essentially the middle of downtown, and you're out by the river. So I think the idea of having it be kind of the heartbeat of the town is kind of a good one.
He does acknowledge the Cascades' popularity has created pressures, and therefore they capped the number of boats they're renting this year at Argo. He's hopeful DTE's proposal across the river will help.
I mean, it continues to be busy, and if there are developments on the DTE site, you know, I think that that could certainly augment, amplify, and complement what's going on here.
From her front porch, which overlooks a packed Argo parking lot, Barb Schultz says she'd welcome any relief from the congestion in her neighborhood.
If we could move the canoe livery launch place over to Mishcon, that would take a tremendous amount of pressure off of the Argo livery area.
But Schultz worries that yet another popular new development could spell more problems with traffic.
I think important part of our city planning that the Cascades has illustrated to me is that we need to think about how does traffic flow through an area and how will we accommodate this new feature.
A few blocks away is a fenced-off weedy field. Underneath lies a dry cleaner's toxic waste. In the 1990s, Kroger's left the site and Schultz is frustrated by the loss. She doesn't support drawing more visitors to the area if local residents can't get what they need without battling more traffic.
We don't have local services like hardwares and grocery stores and stuff like that. Everybody's going to have to get in their car and run out to the periphery, out to Myers and Lowe's, to get their various needs met for their household.
Can the area's riverside assets be enjoyed by more people without more car congestion, noise, and pollution too?
I know we've got a winter, but, you know, we need to not destroy the environment because we love it too much.
Barbara Lucas, WEMU News.
The Green Room is produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division. It is a monthly feature heard on the last Friday of each month and only on 89.1 WEMU.